You're going to listen to a story about a historical figure, a cosmopolitan from the 17th century. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for each question, 1 to 8. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
I want to talk a little bit about one of my heroes, who is a character from the 17th century, and his title was Prince Rupert of the Rhine. Rupert was born in Prague in about 1620. His mother was very beautiful, Elizabeth of Bohemia, her name was, and she was known for her grace and style in the 17th century. She happened to be sister to King Charles I of England. So there we have Rupert of the Rhine, and he's already had a lot of adventures as a young man. He studied military skills, and he fought in Europe in various wars that were taking place. Rupert was a very outgoing young man and very skilled in many ways. He spoke several languages, he was a wonderful artist, he was a scientist, and he loved his uncle, Charles I of England. He had been to England when he was a young man, and he had very warm and happy memories of his time at court. So when the war broke out, the Civil War, Rupert set sail for England in order to fight for his uncle. Sure enough, he actually won quite a number of significant battles in the early stages of the Civil War. He had a very special way of leading the cavalry charge. The cavalry means soldiers who ride on horses. You see, the cavalry was just right for Rupert. It was exciting. It was romantic. He tended to wear black with white cravats of lace. He had long hair and he had a dog. It was a giant poodle that went by the name of Boy. Rupert would ride into battle with Boy at the heels of his horse and his cavalry behind him. And they charged rather fast. This was quite new in those days, because actually those riders who went into battle went rather slowly with heavy armor on the horses. But Rupert didn't bother with any of that. He charged into the fight, and he won some very significant battles. Until Oliver Cromwell, the leader of the parliamentarians, thought, "Hello, now this chap is onto a good thing. We've got to take some tips from him." And Cromwell then formed the New Model Army. They were not as fast as Rupert's, and they weren't as flashy, but they were actually very effective. The Ironsides, they called themselves. Eventually, Rupert started losing battles, and also there were some problems in the Royalist camp. So with the Royalist side in disarray, the Parliamentarians started to gain ground, and eventually, Cromwell won the Civil War. So Rupert decided to go on his adventures and to go exploring. He took one of his wobbly old ships and sailed to Canada. There he established the Hudson Bay Company, and I think it was that area which was originally known as Rupert's Land. He lived, I think, until about 1682, and he died in London. And that's the end of the story of Prince Rupert. I want to talk a little bit about one of my heroes, who is a character from the 17th century, and his title was Prince Rupert of the Rhine. Rupert was born in Prague in about 1620. His mother was very beautiful. Elizabeth of Bohemia, her name was, and she was known for her grace and style in the 17th century. She happened to be sister to King Charles I of England. So there we have Rupert of the Rhine, and he's already had a lot of adventures as a young man. He studied military skills, and he fought in Europe in various wars that were taking place. Rupert was a very outgoing young man and very skilled in many ways. He spoke several languages, he was a wonderful artist, he was a scientist, and he loved his uncle, Charles I of England. He had been to England when he was a young man, and he had very warm and happy memories of his time at court. So when the war broke out, the Civil War, Rupert set sail for England in order to fight for his uncle. Sure enough, he actually won quite a number of significant battles in the early stages of the Civil War. He had a very special way of leading the cavalry charge. The cavalry means soldiers who ride on horses. You see, the cavalry was just right for Rupert. It was exciting. It was romantic. He tended to wear black with white cravats of lace. He had long hair and he had a dog. It was a giant poodle that went by the name of Boy. Rupert would ride into battle with Boy at the heels of his horse and his cavalry behind him. And they charged rather fast. This was quite new in those days, because actually those riders who went into battle went rather slowly with heavy armor on the horses. But Rupert didn't bother with any of that. He charged into the fight, and he won some very significant battles. Until Oliver Cromwell, the leader of the parliamentarians, thought, "Hello, now this chap is onto a good thing. We've got to take some tips from him." And Cromwell then formed the New Model Army. They were not as fast as Rupert's, and they weren't as flashy, but they were actually very effective. The Ironsides, they called themselves. Eventually, Rupert started losing battles, and also there were some problems in the Royalist camp. So with the Royalist side in disarray, the Parliamentarians started to gain ground, and eventually, Cromwell won the Civil War. So Rupert decided to go on his adventures and to go exploring. He took one of his wobbly old ships and sailed to Canada. There he established the Hudson Bay Company, and I think it was that area which was originally known as Rupert's Land. He lived, I think, until about 1682, and he died in London. And that's the end of the story of Prince Rupert.